It is May 16th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. You can tell people are managing their risk more in interest rates following the recent bank collapses and the impending possible debt default, as the CME Group announced it had not only set a record 17 million contracts of open interest in Treasury futures, but it was the fifth consecutive day of records in open interest. The CME U.S. Treasury futures open interest reached 17,222,551 contracts on May 12th. Tradeweb Markets, Inc. is reporting that Lee Olesky will retire from its board at the end of the second quarter of 2023, and Jack Agrin has been elected as Tradeweb's next chairman. Born Tech announced it has sharpened its business focus through a strategic transaction in which it completely divested its co-location and managed hosting business lines to TNS, Inc. David Prosperi, Vice President and Managing Director of Kemper Lesnick, is quoted in an article titled, "Should Your Business Talk About Politics Online?" David knows something about political risk, having worked on two presidential campaigns and served in the Reagan administration. Bhavan Joseph has a blog post titled, "Mental Health and Resilience, A Founder's Journey," in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. John McKenzie, CEO of TMX Group Limited, announced on LinkedIn that TMX Group made a $25,000 donation to the Canadian Red Cross 2023 Alberta Fires Appeal to lend support to the communities affected by the Alberta wildfires. He also suggested that if you would like to make a donation of your own, please visit www.redcross.ca. The Futures for Kids Fun Run in London is on May 25th, and already there's a good sign-up for the event. You can still register or sponsor. Details are available with the link in today's newsletter. Aventis has a new report titled, "Trade Surveillance Priorities of Global Regulators, A Guide for Compliance Leaders," in which it analyzes the priorities of several global regulators and highlights ways to keep firms ahead of the curve and ready for future regulatory changes. More information and the free downloadable report are available with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Jason Raznick of BNP Paribas Growth, ION, FTX, and Industry Ethics. JLN spoke with Jason Raznick, Managing Director at BNP Paribas at the 2023 FIA conference in Boca Raton in March, about the company's growth and acquisitions, the ION attack, and the consequences for the industry of the FTX collapse. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. CME Group CEO Duffy says exchange is prepared to leave Chicago if we had to. CME Group is prepared to leave Chicago if the city and state take steps that are perceived as ill-conceived. Chief Executive Officer Terry Duffy said in an interview, Duffy remarks made in an episode of the Odd Lots podcast come as Mayor Brandon Johnson is being sworn into office after proposing additional taxes, including some on financial transactions, to help boost the city's revenue. That plan was fiercely opposed by Chicago's exchanges and investment firms. A higher levy would also require state approval to pass. my comment. CME has been preparing to leave Chicago for many years, from selling real estate to diversifying globally. It is no longer the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. It is the CME Group. With the world of work from home, CME Group could be anywhere and everywhere. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Jump Trading did secret deal to prop up Terra USD stablecoin, SEC says. Chicago firm made about $1 billion through dealings with crypto mogul Du Quan's company, according to the agency. U.S. high-speed trading giant Jump Trading entered a secret deal to prop up the Terra USD cryptocurrency a year before the coin's collapse, new court filings show, highlighting the ties between Chicago-based Jump and disgraced crypto mogul Du Quan. The Securities and Exchange Commission posted the court filings late Friday as part of its fraud suit against Mr. Quan and his company, Terraform Labs. My comment, the problem is with secrets. They never stay secret. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. 1,000 franc bills account for half of all Swiss cash, SNB says. Swiss cash in circulation rose to more than 90 billion francs, Vice President Martin Schlegel comments in magazine interview. More than half of all Swiss cash in circulation, almost 50 billion francs, that's 56 billion U.S. dollars, is held in 1,000 franc bills, though a significant part of those notes might be in other countries, according to Swiss National Bank Vice President Martin Schlegel. We assume that a good portion is also circulating abroad and is used to store value, Schlegel told Die Volkswirtschaft. This is a compliment and a vote of confidence in Switzerland and the SNB. People trust that our money will keep its value. My comment. I am sure none of these 1,000 franc bills are used in drug transactions. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Paris is trying to steal the UK's fintech crown. A growing number of startups are setting up in the city as the French government pushes to be at the forefront of Europe's financial technology sector. It was not in vogue to found a startup in Paris when Jordan Giuli graduated a decade ago. The cool thing was to go into banking or consulting. Three-quarters of my friends did that when they started working. Giuli returned to Paris after completing his master's degree at Stanford to start a string of companies that didn't quite take off before he co-founded expense management platform Spendesk in 2016, which was valued last year at $1.5 billion. Giuli left in 2020 to co-found DeFacto, a firm that offers credit infrastructure. My comment, look out, Charles, your crown is about to be stolen. The fintech one. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg News. LME fights to regain trust after last year's nickel crisis. We are competing for people's confidence, CEO Chamberlain Exchange holding first in-person Asia conference since 2019. The embattled London Metal Exchange is trying to rebuild faith in its nickel contract after an epic short squeeze last year, according to Chief Executive Officer Matthew Chamberlain. The crisis last March, when the metal used in stainless steel and electric vehicle batteries spiked 250% in little more than 24 hours, brought the venerable LME to the brink of collapse. It raised doubts about the exchange's viability as the world's benchmark pricing mechanism for nickel and was followed by plunging trading volumes and frequent wild price swings. My comment. If the LME would like to try some gentle persuasion rather than fighting, John Lothian News is ready and waiting to help tell their story. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was RIP lumber futures contract that jumped during COVID-19 from the Wall Street Journal. Second was U.S. crypto czar promises crackdown on digital platforms from the Financial Times about Eun Young Choi, who was appointed director of the DOJ's National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team last year. Third was Francis for the French, Brexit expats adjust to life in Paris from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Chicago's empty office towers threatens its future as a major financial hub. City's real estate market had worst quarters since the pandemic. New Mayor Brandon Johnson faces city's flailing fortunes. In the heart of Chicago's financial center, a seven-story building occupying much of a city block was once home to the world's largest options exchange. Now it's collecting dust. That property, for decades home to the floor where the options traders jostled and screamed orders at each other, has been on the market since 2019. But owner Cboe Global Markets can't find a buyer. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the digital euro, a solution seeking a problem. Europe's central bank is pushing ahead with the development of electronic currency, even as politicians question its purpose. When more than 1,000 demonstrators marched through the streets of Amsterdam in early February, they directed their ire at something that does not even exist. The digital euro. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. SVB's former CEO says Fed social media contributed to bank's collapse. Becker cites efforts made to overhaul bank in his testimony. Signature Bank executives are also set to testify Tuesday. The fastest pace of rate hikes by the Federal Reserve in decades, combined with negative social media sentiment, contributed to the failure of SVB Financial Group's Silicon Valley Bank, said Greg Becker, former chief executive officer of the company. The messaging from the Federal Reserve was that interest rates would remain low and that inflation was starting to bubble up would only be transitory, Becker said in written testimony. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.